hurts my soul.
Welcome to Uncle Touchy's Shirtless Podcast Studio.
I'd be creeping.
We call that a dirty Sanchez south of the border.
My lisp likes to say dirty things sometimes.
Pokemon porn.
That's a one-time deal, buddy.
Opens up like a fucking predator mouth.
I like dicks, though. You beat that jungle worm, Sanchez.
Are we talking about penises?
You're listening to StrengthCast.
This episode is episode 91. We have a skeleton crew today. It's just myself, Samson Lancaster, and Salvador Madrigal.
And myself.
And himself. There's actually six people in the room. It's me, myself, and Irene, and Sal himself, and his brother, Tonio, I think.
Oh, man.
Let's not get started on that. But, yeah, this is going to be an episode entitled Dem Feels. Because I think we need to talk a little bit about video games that gave us feels. This will probably be another one of those topics that we revisit later on because there's so many video games and
we have a few feels.
We do have some feedback from some listeners for this episode that we will add in that segment. But first, we want to get started with a little bit of news.
News and news.
Salvador, if you please.
First thing on the docket is Magic the Gathering Online.
Magic the Gathering.
MTG Online is probably going to be shutting down.
MTGO.
Once Arena comes out. Arena, if you haven't seen the videos, it looks like Hearthstone. The interface is a lot more user friendly,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome because if you've ever played Magic the Gathering Online, it was a really, really shitty interface
mm-hmm.
when like casting stuff. Yeah. So it works more like the, God damn it, what's the name of that? Like all the other little card games that Magic the Gathering has released where the interface was a lot more user friendly.
Yeah.
You're going to be
able to. Yeah, like duel planeswalkers and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, that kind
there
of.
There you go. Drink more.
Yeah.
Get your memories flowing.
I need to drink more. But, have a drunken recall.
Yeah.
So they've been hinting that if you buy physical packs,
mm-hmm.
it's going to have a download code so you can get that pack also in the game,
mm.
which is the way Pokemon Online does it. If you buy a pack from like a physical pack, it has a little code inside that you mm-hmm. can use to get a pack online. And I think that's a really great idea. Like now they've done away with, if you collect the set, you can redeem it and they'll send you a set from online.
Yeah, for MTGO.
To where you buy physical to get online stuff. And I think if companies want to do something like that, that's a really good way of them to make more money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Than buying tons of digital stuff. Yeah, tons of digital.
And then once you finally get it.
Yeah,
and
you buy the physical stuff, which is where they make most of their money is buying the physical. And then you redeem it online to get more people to come in and buy your stuff there as well.
Yeah. MTGO, that reminds me of sitting in the trade channels
in
MTGO.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right?
Wait, like talking to the bots, trying to get trades going. And then like you're trying to figure out the command mm-hmm. or the trigger that they use for whatever you're trying to ask them. And then once you got it initiated, then... Sometimes it would fucking, their bots would glitch.
Mm-hmm.
It was really annoying. Fun fact about MTGO, one of the very first few articles that I wrote on strengthandgaming.com was about MTGO, and it was like a little intro tutorial, you know, kind of deal. It still gets hits today. Like
Magic the Gathering.
It's still the number one, I think, article on our website. I think if you go on the website and search MTGO or Magic the Gathering Online, it will pop up. It's old. But yeah. MTGO is kind of withering now, huh?
Yeah, the amount of people that were still playing it was still pretty big, but it's been diminishing like a lot lately. especially since they release new expansions like every couple of months now. It's kind of hard to keep up with the online and the physical aspect of it. Them doing it this way now it makes more sense.
But that's a different game though. That's what is it called again? Arena.
Arena, yeah. Yeah. Which is pretty much Magic the Gathering Online now.
It's the takeover for it.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. If they do that pack stuff,
you do.
I'm definitely gonna buy physical copies of packs now just to be able to play online. Because I mean, you don't have to collect all the cards on the physical shit to be able to get the ones online as well. So I buy a pack, maybe I get better shit online than I did out of the pack that I bought.
So is that how it works? Like it's a pack for a pack. It's a pack for a pack. Not the same cards then. Like
no. It's random cards that you get in the packs on both sides.
Like that's kind of cool because then you kind of get like you said the ability to maybe
roll the dice better, and get something better. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. But RNG Jesus fucks you in the ass all the time though.
Always, so, dude. Why? He fucking loves my butthole, dude.
Why are you thinking you're gonna get better shit online?
I don't know. Maybe I can suck his cock a little bit more. But yeah, I have bad luck when it comes to stuff like that. But I think being able to play online and having more cards is a good thing. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to have...
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to have in-game quests to get more coinage so you can purchase online packs.
Is this new one going to be like MTGO where it has all the cards?
Yeah, it's going to have all the current sets.
Okay.
To begin with, so I don't know if they're gonna offer like
because MTGO sets. Even has the fucking the power of nine, yeah. Like it has that shit in it.
Yeah, I don't know about this one. They probably not, because I mean, they'll probably release like legacy stuff later on. But as for now, the only thing I saw was they had the Amonkhet set, the core set, and mm-hmm. some of the other expansions that are currently.
So it's like standard.
Yeah. I'm hoping they add legacy stuff, dude. I'd like to play Kamigawa or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I had
Ninjutsu sets.
A pretty good. God, what was that set called?
The Onslaught? The zombie sets or what?
No, the big giant fatties. Yeah, Emrakul. Whatever those guys were called. Emrakul was one of them, but they had a name. Eldrazi.
Eldrazi.
Yeah, Eldrazi. Yeah, I had an Eldrazi, a Beast Eldrazi deck on, and I had the zombie deck on there too. Those fucking zombies, dude.
The zombie deck was still strong.
It was all so strong. The zombie deck was always like I would make a new deck or I would try a new deck and I would like it a little bit. Then I would get reamed and I would get pissed off. Then I would just start playing the zombie deck because it rarely loses.
Yeah,
and
the zombie rolls, deck is
it just steamrolls.
Even now in Tribal that. Onslaught zombie decks are fucking amazing.
Steamroll.
Still such a strong deck. I really miss Onslaught.
The only thing that even comes close is Slivers. And even then, the ability for the zombies to just recycle themselves.
Yeah, Slivers is early on, they're not strong.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the game, they're fucking a powerhouse. But zombies right off the bat, they ramp up so quickly.
Yeah.
And you're just overwhelmed by the
force. Oh, you killed my zombies? Set. Oh, you killed more of my zombies? That just means mm-hmm. the ones coming later are going to be bigger.
Yeah. You drop the soulless one and then boom.
Yeah. We're getting a little huge. MTGO nerdy right now. For I'm sure people like Eddie are bored to tears at the moment.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
So Magic Arena is probably going to end up replacing MTGO is what the theory is.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it'll be good.
There's videos out there right now. For a while, people thought it was going to be like some sort of fucking League of Legends type of game,
yeah.
A MOBA. I was so sad. And then they revealed it, and I was like, oh, okay, this is way better.
Well, you know what I miss? I miss that original, like the very first Magic the Gathering video game. It was like a really dinky RPG where you walked around on a map.
I had it on PS1, dude. The Sarah Angel was so fucking broken. It just kept attacking over and over and over until it was destroyed. And
yeah, I thought that I don't know. I liked that game. It has a lot of nostalgia for me. That original game. Mm-hmm. I forget what it's called. It was just Magic the Gathering. Or
yeah, something. Just Duel.
Was it Duels the Planeswalkers? Or?
Yeah, they might have been. But yeah, I remember that. And Once I got the Sarah Angel, dude, and then I got an extra one, that was over. Once you summon her, she just kept going straight to the fucking planeswalker and whacking him. Like, there was no turns. She just, once it was done, it spawned back on me and then it'd go after broken. Him again, dude. It was like, okay.
Well, anyways, what else do we have in news?
Destiny 2 was released since we last had a episode. No, it didn't go over like a wet fart. It was, it's doing pretty well. They won't say that they sold half as many as the original one, but they say they have over a million concurrent users. I'm still on the fence about it. I'm still on the fence. I'm probably not going to buy the $100 pack because I don't want to get hosed. I'm still like,
so you're gonna
I'm just gonna wait for a digital sale and then get it.
You're gonna walk back your $5 pre-purchase of the $100 version.
Yeah, I'll probably put it on something else later on. I don't know yet.
So how does that work then? It was a GameStop, right?
GameStop.
So you go back to them and you say, hey, I don't want that game now, and then they just say, okay, well, you get $5 store credit instead.
Yeah, $5 store credit.
But you get to keep Cade.
I get to keep Cade.
Gaming the system, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking Christmas, it's gonna be on sale, so I'll probably pick it up then. Because I haven't seen any of the expansions or any of that shit that they haven't been talking about it. And from the way the game looks right now, it looks good, but they're still having issues with stuff. So I'm like, I'm gonna wait till everything's all hashed out and then play it.
Hashished.
Yeah. The game looks good though. Like, the graphical updates looks way better than the original. The movement and everything. I guess because they were still making PS3 and Xbox 360, they weren't allowed. They didn't have the ability to really make the game great. But now it kind of looks great. But I haven't played it all that much other than the...
Wait, what?
Great.
No, which game?
Destiny 2.
Destiny was on PS3?
Oh
yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot you could get it on PS3 and PS4.
Yeah. So now that that's out of the way, the graphical fidelity looks a lot better because they don't have to split the work, so it's all PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4. Beep,
blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Alrighty, that's enough about that. So. Doom and Wolfenstein 2 is coming to Switch. They've already showed some of the Doom stuff. I think it was Doom.
Nintendo, what?
The graphics doesn't look good compared to the other two consoles.
They look like ultra low setting.
Yeah, like ultra low setting. Same deal with Skyrim on the Switch. Skyrim? It doesn't look great.
It's just Skyrim at that point. It's not even Skyrim.
It doesn't look good.
Skyrim.
And people say, well, you buy it because the gameplay.
Gameplay?
Yeah, I've already gameplayed that game on PC, on PlayStation 3, on PlayStation 4, on Xbox, on Xbox One.
Yeah, why do you want to play it again on a shittier, inferior fucking console? I said it, Nintendo. Step up your shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh, great, more games
that I played. I don't want a fucking Wii U 2.
Yeah, more games that I played like 5 years ago.
It's more like the Wii leave-ins is what it is. It's like the Wii U leave-ins. It's a fucking Frankenstein garbage. Yeah,
the graphical update from the Wii U to this is like...
But unfortunately... I don't know if unfortunately is Pokemon. The right one. Fortunately or unfortunately, whatever the case may be, Nintendo still has hardcore fans and people that love that fucking love the Switch.
Yeah,
it's like Apple people. It's the same bullshit.
The clincher for me is how good the next Pokemon game is going to be on that.
Pokemon.
I might get it then. But as far as the only reason I was going to get it now was because of Monster Hunter. And Monster Hunter World's coming out on PlayStation 4, PC.
Yeah.
So that killed it for me. I was like, I guess I'm not getting that shit then.
Yeah, just get fucking PS4.
But yeah,
dude, Switch. They had at E3, I know this is going back, but at E3 they had a giant dragon. Yeah.
the red dragon as Rathalos.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Huge. That display was insane.
COD World War II is going to be open beta on PC starting September 29th, which they didn't have an open beta on console. And which was weird. Why would they have one on PC? They said it's to stress test, but was there not enough people playing it on console to where they had to do open beta on PC?
Well, it's different servers, right? I mean, they got to be running different servers. And maybe... But
PCs always had great servers, unlike the consoles.
Maybe they... is this new for COD?
No, it's always been on PC as well.
No, so it's not like it's a new thing where they're like, well, we need to test it out or something. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the deal is with that.
I'm thinking that's what it was.
I feel like they're being sneaky.
There wasn't enough people that pre-ordered it because of how badly they got burned with Infinite Crap Fest.
Yeah, Infinite Crap Fest fucked him in the ass. And then apparently, like we've heard a million times from fucking Spike, COD XP or whatever the fuck that bullshit convention was, we're fucking everybody over.
Yeah. So I'm guessing Activision did wrong. They didn't have as many people as they thought they were going to have to stress test it. Because I know there were people trying to give the codes out and they were having a hard time doing that.
Yeah.
So maybe they just needed more people. So they said, shit, we're going to have to do open beta to try to get more people to come in and play it. Mm. I wouldn't mind playing it on PC. Mm. My PC's pretty good still.
Pretty good. Well, I'm probably going to replace my graphics card soon, and I'll give you my old one if you need it still. Mm-hmm. 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 I think I'm going to go with the NVIDIA 1070 ASUS with the tiger on the front.
Tiger.
Mainly, it's just one of the better priced ones, and it looks good.
Then you got to get the NVIDIA Shield.
But then I'll be, well, in addition to that, like the NVIDIA Shield might be an interesting thing to try out, but I will also be able, at that point, I will be VR ready. So we need to get some VR going on.
You need to get that suit so you can get a virtual virtual sex going.
A virtual handy. I don't think they make it in my size.
That's true. It's probably only in Asian size. You have to special order it.
That's racist.
No, because it's a Japanese product.
Yeah.
Being made in Japan. Not for Western eyes.
What about private eyes? They're watching you.
Well, they can watch all they want. So yeah, September 29th, the open beta starts on PC.
For COD World War II?
Yeah. The game looks good. I haven't played it full on to where with all the death streaks and loadouts and all that shit. I don't know. A lot of people said it was meh.
Meh.
Yeah, it's good. It's a boots on the ground, but it feels really dated, like the movement. Like, they run slow, is what they're saying.
Ah. So it's like Dark Souls 1 and 2 versus Dark Souls 3.
It's like original COD. Like the Modern Warfare remake. That kind of movement. It feels really slow.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying that because I just beat Dark Souls 2 and I switched to Dark Souls 3 and it is as fast as Bloodborne. So for people that, you know, are switching, playing Dark Souls 3 for the first time, it's a bit jarring because it's fast. If you've already played Bloodborne, then you're fine because you'd be like, oh, this is like Bloodborne. But if not, you'd be like, whoa, what kind of fucking Dark Souls is this?
Metroid Samus Returns got released. Game looks awesome. It's on 3DS. I wish they would have put it out on Switch because they need games on Switch. Why isn't it coming out on Switch? What the fuck is wrong with them?
But nothing's fucking coming out on Switch because fucking Nintendo. And
I want their amiibos. The amiibos, it's a little Metroid and Samus.
Yeah, the Metroid. I fucking love Metroids.
Yeah, it has Samus. They're so cool looking. And the little Metroid.
It was one of the things that I used to like to draw was the Metroids. But yeah, the Samus, I just have a regular Samus, but it is a Japanese amiibo Samus. But yeah, I don't know.
And then you got a Rink
A rink.
A rink.
Hori sheet. I got a rink. What else do we have?
That's all we... Oh, PewDiePie is a racist asshole.
PewDiePie is a racist asshole. And this is what I think about that.
So, really, this past week, PewDiePie was playing PUBG. And
PewDiePie.
Yeah, and he was getting trolled or destroyed by this one guy, and he called him the N-word with the hard R.
Hard N.
Hard R.
Hard R?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, not a but an R, got it.
Yeah, with the hard R, and was the
guy he was playing with black, or was it just
he just said that this guy is being N-word with the hard R, and afterwards he immediately regretted it. But here's my thing: if that's your first go-to word when you're trying to insult somebody, you have a racist mind. I would have gone straight to like, look at this cock gobbling jizz fucker. Mopping. Turd sniffer or something like that.
Stretched
I would
asshole.
Not go straight to a racist expletive and then apologize for it. Then I saw a bunch of articles and a bunch of news stories about people from, I forgot where he's from. Look it up real quick.
I believe he's Swedish.
Swedish? They're talking about the young culture over there being like casually racist. I don't understand how you can be casually racist. Like, I guess I don't understand how that would work, but it's like they say like racist stuff and think nothing of it or laugh it off. And
he also kind of looks like he could unite the right.
he's not one of those guys, but he.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's not American. Let's start with that. But yeah, no, there's no excuse for that kind of stuff. I mean, I jokingly posted something earlier on Lay Twitter, the twatter, and I was like, "Here's a poll: is PewDiePie racist? Yes or no?" And then I didn't actually put a poll in there. I just said it's not really a poll because he's racist. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's racist.
Yeah, because if you can pretend to be not racist and say, no, that's not what's in my heart. No, that is what's in your heart, because that's the first place you went. It's not like you've gone through a fucking tirade of fucking curse words and then you got to the racist words. That was the first thing he fucking said. Then that's your first go-to insult, is calling somebody a racist name. You're a racist person.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, if it slips out and it's learned somehow, however he learned it, you know, who, whatever, if it's there.
Well, he's also made anti-Semitic jokes in the past. So
yeah,
there's a pattern there of him saying something stupid and then apologizing. No, he's a racist.
Hashtag Spike Roshima.
Yeah. Well, Spike hasn't. Well, he kind of has.
Yeah. Spike is a racist.
Yeah, he kind of has.
Well, you know, I'm not a racist. I'm a bigot.
Yeah, no, you're both. But no, there's a systematic habitual line stepping.
Habitual. He's a habitual line stepper.
Yeah. As Charlie Murphy said. Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
Oh.
That was so sad, dude.
Yeah.
But no, back on the topic.
Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, no.
The darkness.
From his early on, him making anti-Semitic jokes and all his other shit, dude, there's a pattern there. And him apologizing after every time he's done some shit. No, dude, the first time was, okay, we'll let that slide. The second time, no, dude, you're a fucking racist. And that's going to ruin it for other people that are YouTubers.
Yeah.
The guys who fucking, what game was it that they pulled? Oh, there's some company. They flagged them. For copyright.
Disney. No.
No, no.
Oh, I forget the name of the...
Firewatch.
Yeah.
The people who made Firewatch flagged some
of his
videos.
Yeah, because they're like, fuck you. We're not letting you use our shit anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and that's... And, you know, people saying, well, that's not fair and this and that. And I was like, the free market. I know a lot of people.
Free speech say, has consequences.
Yeah, exactly. And if your game and you're a game company,
because frankly, the way free speech works is I say what I want, and you get to respond how you want.
Mm-hmm. And they responded by pulling any kind of
and Disney was, from that the anti-Semitic jokes that mm-hmm. Disney pulled his shit. So
yeah. It's unfortunate the way it works, but if that company's gonna be affected by something racist that you said, I think they have the right to pull their videos. Now, if they're pulling their videos because you're criticizing them for something,
and
it has
wrong.
Completely nothing to do with if you haven't made any kind of racist comments or any kind of stance where
hate
unite
speech.
The right
Let's
or
just
any
say
kind of
hate
speech.
Speech.
Yeah. And then they pull their shit. That's totally fucking wrong because you're giving them an honest opinion about your game. And that should be totally protected. But if you're making racist remarks and hate speech and it's going to affect them somehow because his viewing audience is so fucking large.
Yeah.
And he's saying this stuff, it could affect their sales because, you know, it's like, well, PewDiePie is...
And fucking shame on him because he has such a big influence on
a young kids
gaming.
Young kids.
It's bad enough. Okay, so you may have noticed in the past or not on this show, there's pretty much one rule and one rule only, and that's no hate speech.
No hate speech.
And that's it. And even so, as gamers, and this is something I would like to talk about because we're sort of on the subject, but the F word with a hard F. Not fuck, the other one that's derogatory towards gay people, is a very, very commonly used word amongst gamers. So much so that even we used it and have used it, but it didn't. And this is where it gets kind of, you know, like I mean, you say, oh, that, whatever, you know, like what it just comes out because it's so ingrained from the League of Legends type of communities that were
Call of Duty, dude. That
COD, yeah.
Oh my! In COD, you hear it every 2 seconds.
But so yeah. But I mean, so like in that respect, it's like I it might slip out, and you're like, well, I didn't mean it that way. But that's where we still. I'm still drawing the line. Is that like, well, you know, I'm not gonna let that air because, you know, what if someone takes it the wrong way? Less about. You know, if someone gets mad at us, and more about like, what if a younger audience is listening and they think it's cool now?
Well,
and
here's the thing. After PewDiePie made the statements,
I like how you say PewDiePie.
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 A lot of
I fucking hate PewDiePie.
A lot of these quote unquote free speech people started throwing in Louis C.K., George Carlin. Well, look at they said the words themselves. And I go, and a lot of people were saying, context, motherfucker. Read the context. Were they saying it to be hurtful towards somebody? Or were they saying the word to make fun of the word? And that's what they were doing. They were making fun of the word. They weren't saying it to somebody just to be a hateful person. They were making light of a word and trying to take the piss out of it.
There's a lot of context in very just different contexts. Educational, for example. You can't remove the word from history because then no one will know that it was wrong to begin with to say it. No one will know it was a bad thing. So you still, it still should be, people should know, like, hey, this is a bad word. This is why it's a bad word. It's a racial slur. It's very hateful.
Yeah, even black people don't use that word. They use the one with the A, which is it's more of like a colloquial between
my buddy, them. My buddy.
Yeah, they don't call themselves with the hard R because they know that's the bad word.
Yeah,
and they were also trying to make the same connection. I was like, no, they say the A word, not the R word. The hard R word is what white people used to tell the slaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
The A
and
word.
What racist people still use.
Yeah. And again, context. When you're telling somebody.
Well, it's know, it's also just so I could say this. So in context, here's a context. If I said pack of fags, mate. I'm talking about cigarettes.
Yeah.
I want to smoke a fag. You can take that ways in one on this show, though. So, because, yeah. But, I mean, we wouldn't use that word in the derogatory sense. And so that's why that wasn't bleeped. But, you know.
Yeah, it's all about context. In what context were you using that word? Were you using it to be a hurtful person towards somebody else? Or were you using it in a joke of the word itself, like comedians do it? They don't use it to be hurtful towards anybody. They're using it to make a joke and to take the piss out of that word.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody uses it with hate in their heart, then yeah, that's a bad word then. No, you need
reach inside and touch my darkness.
Yeah, so. I told you she was gonna say that. I was like, touch your darkness.
Yeah,
but
the firekeeper in Dark Souls 3 reminds me a lot of the doll in Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm. But he's a racist, and him apologizing for it and it slips out and this and that. No.
Yeah, no, it's
like
it's
I've gotten mad and I've yelled at people on games, but I've never gone straight to the racist word.
Yeah,
ever.
I'm sorry, you're a racist, but that's what you are. You're a racist. So it's like, you know, it doesn't matter if you say you're sorry, because you know what that says? It says you know it's wrong and yet you still do it.
Yeah.
You still are that person.
Yeah, and you know it's a bad word, and that's the first place you go. It's like, no, that means you're a racist.
Yeah.
If that's the first thing you go to.
You just said my buddy.
Yeah. But no, I saw the video and I was like, wow, he went straight to it right off the bat. It's not like a lead up into something where you just get really, really pissed off after you've been calling
him.
I think
the biggest problem is he's so fucking huge. He's the biggest YouTuber on the planet.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of kids are watching this shit.
And oh, you know what? And then
so many
there's a person I follow on the Twatters, and he was trying to excuse it, was saying, well, when you donate so much money to this and that, to charities and this and that, then maybe you can get away with it too. And I was like, holy fuck. So if you donate a lot of money, if Hitler were to donate tons of money to charity, mind you, after he killed all those Jews, it would be totally fine because he's helping out charity, right?
Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works, dude. The KKK can donate all the fucking money in the world to Katrina or to what was the hurricanes we had? Harvey and
Irma.
Still racist fucking organization.
Yeah, no.
That does not excuse racism.
It's like you're trying to tell me that NAMBLA is cool.
Yeah.
Like, they're consenting, and I just love boys.
Yeah.
No.
No, that does not excuse racism.
No.
You can donate all the fucking money you want, and you can be a serial killer donating millions of dollars to people that are in need. You're still a serial killer and you're still a bad person. That does not change the
unless
fact you're
killing racists.
Well, then yeah. Punching Nazis is a thing.
Yeah.
But no,
give you something you can't take off.
No, it does not excuse your racism if you donated money to a charity.
No, he's still a racist. He always will be a racist. I fucking hate PewDiePie. I fucking hate his face.
Where's the water bottle?
Yeah. All right. I gotta kill this water bottle. RIP water bottle.
That little girl though. She got to weigh like 50 pounds, dude, and she destroyed that water bottle.
Not
dude.
Even. That girl looked like she weighed 30 pounds.
Destroy the water bottle.
That's
no.
Like the best video in the world. I'm gonna post that for you guys, or I'll post a link, because just RIP water bottle. Anytime we talk about PewDiePie. That little tiny skinny ass British girl with the glasses, big Coke bottle glasses, super nerdy looking. She just rips into PewDiePie. She fucking hates him so hard. And then she just murders a water bottle right afterwards. And that was the end of the video. It's like that. And then the top comment was RIP water bottle.
Yeah, but no, donating money to charity does not excuse racism.
Racism. Yeah. Well, I think that's enough about that. And speaking of donating money to charities, Extra Life is coming up. We only have
50 days
or less now, but less than 50 days for you guys to donate. We're going to be doing our fucking marathon in November, I think. It was 25th or the 11th or something. I'll post that too. But anyways, the point is, you we'll be doing a 24-hour gaming marathon. I don't know what we're going to do this year. Last year, we actually had some fun doing a tabletop simulator.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
And we were able to go pretty much the entire time. Like, we lost Jack at some point because he's a fucking noob. But me, you, and Heather stayed up the entire time. But, man, was I getting surly towards the end. I was fucking surly Sam as fuck. But maybe we can do board games this year, like actual physical board games, because they have a lot of board games that haven't been opened yet, like Bloodborne, Portal. I actually opened the Portal game. I haven't played it yet. Small World.
Or we can play one game of Risk.
Thunderstone.
That'll be the whole night.
Risk. Fuck that. No, Risk is Risk is dangerous. No, we should get Axes and Allies.
Oh my god! I think Mo has the original.
He does. Yeah, he does. I've played it many times. Used to play it with Robert, and he fucking cheated, and I still won. My fucking beard hairs are going in my mouth.
It's starting to curl.
Yeah.
Gotta comb that shit.
Yeah, brush it. But yeah, Extra Life. So go to strcast.com, click on our Extra Life banners. Or if you happen to be going to extra-life.org, just search Team STR Cast and donate to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. We personally support CHOC here in Orange County, Children's Hospital of Orange County. I visited the hospital. The people there are amazing. It's a great facility. Help sick children get the medical care that they need, especially in fucking Trump's America, where people are losing their health care. People need it more, especially. And I mean, just help the kids. I mean, if you don't want to help kids, you have no soul. It's that easy. That simple. Mm-hmm. And on top of all of that, I will be matching all donations up to, I think I said $1,000 before. So make me pay. But yeah, we'll, when we get closer to the date, probably the month of, we'll figure out exactly what we're going to do. But I think we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about damn feels. Some video games that gave us feels. And we even have some listener comments to go in this section. We'll be back after this break.
If you like STRcast, there's a chance you'll enjoy Off the Rails podcast. The star host himself, Bubba, and his two middle-aged friends, Noah and Sean, discuss the finer things in life, such as proper defecation practices, lemon shandies, and the all-powerful King of Atlantis. So visit offtherailspodcast.com and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Get up!
Heyo, I'm Xander Genre.
And I'm Bonnie Gordon, and together we're
the Library Bards! And you're listening to the Strength Cast.
Oh yeah.
Strength Cast would like to thank our patrons for their support. If you want to contribute to the madness, please visit strcast.com and click on the Patreon logo. You could make cats say whatever you want, but more importantly, you will be personally responsible for the atrocities we create.
Hello, nurse. This is Wacko, and you're listening to Strength Cast because you've got very good taste, and I'm not wearing any pants. See you later.
I think I only have a few old feels. I mean, you can count some of them as old, but I mean, after 2000, I'm not going to really consider retro. Anything from before the 2000 is a retro game, pretty much. So the 90s, yes, those are retro games.
Hostess is coming out with the new cookie. Oh, I bought that Oreo every year comes out with new limited edition cookies.
Yeah.
Apple pie was this one.
What?
So good, dude.
That sounds weird.
Delicious. We're gonna I ate like one roll by myself. We're gonna use
fuck. Was that the same night that you ate the half a bag of triple X Cheetos?
Yeah, dude, I was in a bad state.
Oh god.
I was in a bad state that day, dude.
The beatus didn't take your foot after that?
No. It's actually under control.
Yeah. Except when you eat a row of apple pie Oreos and a half a bag of fucking Cheetos. I'm
still taking the pills, though, but that shit's been under control for a while.
Yeah.
No, that was in a bad state. I needed comfort food so hard.
I know that feel, bro. I know that feel.
But no, dude, the rest of it, we're going to use them to make mini cheesecakes.
Mm.
So they fit in cupcake cups.
Yeah.
And you put the cheesecake over the top.
So it's going to be the crust. Yeah.
Was it going to be awesome?
Yeah. Heather makes one of her patented chocolate, like double chocolate cupcakes. Put an Oreo in the bottom. But anyways, this is Damn Feels. And Sal, you sounded like you had a really big feel in a game that we might want to save for a little bit later. Unless you want to just open with it.
No. I mean, we can do some of the
comments first.
Comments, and then we can do one of ours. I only have one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's start with our number one fan then, since he commented first. See if my phone will work. Prem says feels Ultima Online equals feeling strong and then depressed because of full loot. I feel like I think the feels may have lost translation a little bit with him. Darkfall, that feeling times two. StarCraft made me twitchy. Stalker was fucking scary. EVE Online and Lord of the Rings Online made me feel like I'm in a Matrix. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines made me feel horny. Warcraft yawn. So, that's a good. That was actually a really good one to start with because, I mean, though I would agree with a lot of what he said, I feel like we're going to be focusing. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sal. And if yours isn't this, then it's fine. But feels are more like when we say feels, we mean like it's either really happy or really sad, right? I mean, that's a feel, right? Because when you get pissed at a game, that's a rage quit. That's rage. It's a different thing. To be more specific, feels are pretty much. You're so happy you cried, or you're so sad you cried, or got choked up, close to it. I mean, we're all kind of, hollows ourselves, so we're not really all there. So it's really hard for us to like straight up bawl, but it happens. It happens. So, thank you, Prem. Do we want to, shall I go next or?
Yeah, you can go.
Let's see here. Oh, how should I do this? Start with a newer one. No, I'll start with a newer one, but it's actually at the bottom of my list. Child of Light, dude. All of it. So hard. The whole story, because it was all like. You know, and I never played that Dragon Cancer because no. But it's very similar. Like, you know, it's like a children's story and it's sort of hinting at, you know, spoilers. It's sort of hinting that, you know, like a parent got sick and you're sort of questing to save this parent, you know, whoever the king is or whatever. But it's just a beautifully done video game with that crazy watercolor storybook, children's book look that just brings you right back to your childhood. Both happy and sad memories combined for some really big feels. Sal, did you play Child of Light?
No.
What the fuck? All right.
I'm not giving my money to Ubisoft. I'm sorry.
That was Ubi Art.
Yeah, still Ubisoft.
It was good though. But anyways, shall we do another one of theirs or shall you go?
Let's do Eddie.
Go for it, Sal. You do Eddie.
Eddie said Mass Effect, Andromeda, and the biggest heartbreak of 2017.
I call it bullshit. No Man's Sky. Wait, No Man's Sky was No Man's Sky this year?
No, last year. That was last year. It's been a year.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Because the game sucked harder than Hooker with emphysema.
Okay, so, well, no, I guess, yeah. Okay, I understand it. Before, so the way I took that metaphor was that...
He was just thinking about, down.
No, I know that, but when I hear that a hooker sucked harder than a hooker with emphysema, I think, well, they probably can't suck very hard anymore because they have emphysema. But what I think he's suck saying is they suck so many cigarettes that they're, I guess.
I think he meant that she was wheezing while sucking dick, so it made it hard to breathe, I guess.
Yeah, but when you say something sucks harder than something, a more appropriate comparison would be like a vacuum or a black hole, like because those suck extremely hard. Does that make sense now? Like a hooker with emphysema cannot suck hard anymore. She just can't.
I would have said something like harder than a hooker trying to get a man that's limp.
Yeah. Oh, dude, speaking of limp, at any time you're watching Prawn, if the dude is limp, I lose it.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? Yeah. Get the fuck out. I'm closing that video.
Yeah, some of the...
You can't get your dick hard? No.
Some of the videos I watch of the black guys with the girl, and they're like, it's nice. You have a nice member, but why is it flaccid the entire time you're banging her?
Yeah. Not even just that, but just in general, like...
Like, I leave harsh comments. I go, this is asshole can't even get it hard. What are you doing? Take a Viagra.
Take two. You probably pass out, though.
Yeah, that, like, I expect a fucking raging boner. This is taking me out of it. I'm sorry. Thumbs down.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, in this case, with, I think what happened with Eddie is, he thought he was going to get an amazing blowjob from a experienced, healthy hooker, maybe with only one or two STDs.
Yep.
But he got one with emphysema.
Yeah.
And he was very disappointed. Yep. I think that's that. Thank you, Eddie, Mr. Eddie Vargas,
yep.
The man behind the original posters. all right. I think I'll do another one then, as it were. I'll take it to... My ending of Dragon Age Origins.
Oh, there you go. See, it is oranges.
My ending of Dragon Age Origins. I left the screenshot of my character's funeral up on my FB on my Facebook page for like a month. I was so destroyed because, and people go, well, that was your choice or whatever. But yeah, but there was no choice. You don't understand that at that point in the game, the choice that I had to make was that I sacrificed myself. Because it made sense. It just did. That was just, you know, it was just one of those things. Maybe my character redeemed herself for being an evil asshole the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Or she just, you know, maybe she was just, you know, extremely betrayed because, you know, her bottom bitch just fucking bailed on her. So
Morgana?
Yeah, she fucking left us high and dry. She left me high and dry. And at that point, she
left with the bun in her oven.
She had no.
You didn't go that route?
Nope.
She banged Alistair and left with the bun in her oven.
No, she didn't bang anybody in mine.
What?
Nope.
You left. Got the bad ending then. I got the good bad one.
Well, she if you're banged a dude, Alistair, you can, if you're a dude, you can bang her.
Well, yeah, but I had a relationship with her. And then she told me that she would save us if I would let her have sex with Alistair. And have a baby with them. And I was like, fuck. What the fuck? And I let her.
Fuck that.
And then she left. She left after that. And I was
so
like.
So she fucking betrays whore. You anyway. So.
But then spoilers. you did the expansion to go find her and shit. And then you figured.
Yeah,
the
witch
out.
Hunt.
That was.
Which was an interesting thing because I had to play that as a different character because mine was dead. I could have imported her, but that mm-hmm. would have made zero sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I created a new character and I played and I made in my head and I made the story. It worked. It was weird because she didn't quite recognize me. So it felt like I almost broke the mechanics. But anyways, I did actually have to break the mechanics in that because at the end of... Oh, no, wait. No, that was Awakening. Never mind. But anyways, I digress. My character sacrificed herself, and I had a screenshot of her funeral up for a month on my Facebook page. I was heartbroken. Like, that was rough for me.
I felt betrayed, dude, when she left.
I was betrayed, but then
she
I was heartbroken.
I was like, what the fuck? No, bitch, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, dude, wait. Absolutely fucking. That was, you know, the feels were hard after that because, you know, she sacrificed herself because.
And that was the only game that had good expansions, dude. All the other ones.
Yeah, the DLCs were amazing. DLCs dude, were okay, I can't even garbage. I can't even finish 2. I'm trying.
Right?
It's so hard.
Right? That's what I said. I remember nothing about this
fucking
story.
I guess I
story.
Have to just so I can get to Inquisition, but yeah. It's hard. But right now, I mean, I'm fucking balls deep in Dark Souls. I've beat 1, 2, and now I'm on 3, and it is amazing. And so I can't.
Yeah.
I can't say it's on par with like Dragon Age Origins. Although the story in a game like Dark Souls is extremely hidden.
Yeah.
But anyways, maybe we go to another.
Let's go with Skeezy. Sean. Skeezy.
Hold on.
Ryan.
Ryan. Yeah, his name's Ryan.
This is his brother.
Ryan.
Sean is the other brother.
Sean is Skeezy.
Yeah, Sean's Skeezy.
The other brother.
Ryan Soulsby says, Gears of War 2, Dom and Maria. Yeah, it was a good scene, but I don't think I was already a little invested in them, but it was that game itself, it didn't give me all that. Yeah, many
I didn't
feels.
Really play that game.
Well, it's an Xbox game. I think Heather was the one that was Xbox.
Yeah, but Heather didn't play it either.
Yeah, it was okay. It was a little sad, but yeah, no, it was.
But yeah, that's the right there. That's the dead inside. We're dead inside.
Yeah,
it takes a lot for us to have feels. Well, maybe a lot for Sal. I don't know. Maybe I've practiced having feels too much. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Ryan, for your submission. Sal, are you quite ready to discuss yours? I still have more.
Yeah, I can go. I can go. Let's do it.
Do it.
It's been a while since I've gotten like fucking full on. Like, I literally almost started crying, dude. I was tearing up. The story was so fucking good. We're gonna talk about Warframe.
God damn it.
No, here's the thing. I've been playing Warframe since it came out in beta in the PC and then to the PlayStation 4, and it didn't have a story. Like, you were just a space ninja and this and that. Later on, a couple of patches down the line, they added some storyline, and I stopped playing for a couple of years because there was nobody to play with, really. And when I came back, they had added so much content. Yeah, they added so much content, and especially these two patches that they added. They added two storylines. Well, there's one storyline in two parts. It's the first dream and the second dream. Is what the story, the quests are. I won't ruin it for anybody because if they're gonna play it or not. But the story and the way they told it was goddamn perfect, dude. It was after so many years of playing the game, you finally figure out what they are, what the Tenno are, which are what the ninjas are, and the way they did it was so. Fucking good, dude. For a game that's free, how the fuck did they get such a really great fucking story out of that? And for a long time, people have been wondering, oh yeah, this is what they really are, and this is what they really are. And then you finally discover what the Tenno really are, and it was like, I'm already starting to tear up. Dude, the first part of the dream was you find out what happened to you and how you ended up becoming a Tenno. And then the second part of it is you're rediscovering who you are. Like, you first discover how you ended up being the way you are, and then the second part of it is you discovering how you got to that point and how you're gonna go forward from there. And the story was just fuck, dude.
I remember you talking about it in chat.
Yeah, like, dude.
You were losing your shit, and we were just fucking making fun of you.
Yeah, dude. No. And I was, when in the guild I am, I'm in the guild with Prem. I was like, holy shit, the first dream. And they're like, right? It's fucking great. Just wait till you get to the second dream. And I was like, I can't get fucking better. And then the second dream, I was like, holy shit, the second dream. What the fuck? This is amazing. And after that, I started doing a lot of the little side quests and the side missions and stuff. And you can purchase other missions from a trader or from the marketplace.
Yeah.
For platinum or for ducats.
Warframe
or,
sounds so much like Destiny.
No, it's more along the lines of fuck, what game would it be like? It's not like, it's nothing like Destiny. If you think it's, no.
Is it closer to Hellgate?
No. It's closer to, fuck, it's a unique thing on its own, dude. There's no game that's kind of similar to it at all, really, the way it works. All right. It's a looter shooter, but the stories that they added in there, fucking remarkable. There's a black trader called Barrow Katir, and he sells like bootleg shit. It's kind of like Zur from Destiny, if you want to look it out that way.
Yeah, like
but Barrow Katir's been there longer than what was Zur in Destiny. So
yeah.
They might have stole it from them. He sells a quest to get a new warframe called Inaros. He's like a pharaoh.
What is a warframe?
A warframe is what they call the Tenno. The Tenno is you're basically a space ninja. You're more akin to the Jedi than you are to like a space ninja. You're there to protect.
Can't say Jedi.
Yeah. You're there to protect. You're there to protect the rest of the world.
Are there alignments like how the Jedi's have like gray and
now they added that. Yeah, that when you're going through some of the quests, especially
is there any dark side?
The first dream and the second dream. Yes, that totally is. And depending on what decisions you make during those two quests, your alignment's gonna change. You're gonna be more towards the dark side, more towards the light side. And your emblem changes depending on the decisions you make, and you're able to unlock different builds pretty much. Like mine went neutral, and I chose a defender because I always pick the defender.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more towards more warriors. There's a defender. There's it has different ways of it. It's kind of like the Art of War type of deal. Like. Mine is the story for my character is my alignment is we push ourselves and beat ourselves to be able to withstand what's given towards us so we can stand there and take whatever's given. So that's the defender role. And then there's another one where you learn your enemy, that way you can defeat your enemy. And then there was a bunch of other ones that I didn't really memorize. So you can, and then as you're going along, you make the decisions of, am I going to fight what's happening to me, or am I going to accept it? Am I going to control it? And then depending on that, that's your alignment that at the end. But the Inaros one is dealing with Barrow Katir and what happened to him and how he got to the place where he was at. And even that little small story mission is really well done. And you'll understand how he ended up the way he ended up.
Is it voice acting or is
voice
it?
Acting? There's complete voice acting for all of it. The Lotus, the first dream and the second dream alone. It's like, wow, where the fuck did this come from, dude? It just came out of the blue, and I was like, Jesus Christ, it was goddamn near perfect, dude. The way the story unfolded.
What could you, without spoiling anything, what could you compare it to? It doesn't have to be a video game, obviously, because it sounds like you may maybe not have a video game that compares to it.
It's more
deep down in the
dude. Does I can't really think of anything that's been similar, but wow, no, this I can't think of anything that's.
What about Demon's Run?
What?
Demon's Run? When a good man goes to war?
No.
Fucking Doctor Who.
Yeah, no.
Ass hat.
No. This is God, I don't want to spoil it because the story is so great. And if
all right, well, don't do it if you can't spoil it. Don't.
Yeah, no. But after the first dream, I fucking teared up. It was so well written and so well done that when the second one came around, it knocked me for a loop.
This is a free to play MMO.
Free to play MMO, dude. And I'm still not even done with all the other storylines that are in there. Like, there's so many side missions and shit that give you newer warframes or a different warframe, or it advances the story somehow, and I haven't even gotten halfway through. And just those two quests, which are pretty much the main quest, fucking phenomenal, dude. I was blown away how good it was.
I
literally teared up, and I was so fucking overjoyed on how they brought everything together. That was like, fuck, how do you go forward from that? Is what's gonna be like they're the new DLC that's gonna be coming out soon is kind of like an open world part of a Warframe, where the story's gonna be a lot more open and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're gonna do the story after the first and second dream, because this is a major part of the main quest that they're gonna be adding in. And I'm like, fuck, how are they gonna top that, dude? That I don't know if they can top that, because that shit was so fucking good. I keep wanting to replay it, but I've already experienced it the first time, and it's kind of hard to get that same experience.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. It sounds like that you can't, if you do it again, you won't get the same feel.
Yeah, the first time around, dude, feel. I was blown away, dude. I was like, wow, this is fucking amazing.
Oh. Well. I think we should maybe move on to the next.
Yeah.
While you recover from that, our buddy Hunter.
Yeah.
Just one line, three words.
Last of Us.
And you'll be mine forever. Last of Us.
Yeah.
No. Hunter's. Yeah, dude. Last of Us. The feels like so when I finished the game, I was traumatized. Now, I don't necessarily consider that part a feel, but the stuff that happened, like when you save Ellie, like when Ellie's beating the crap out of, like when she's brutally murdering the cannibal guy, their feels. I mean, you get feels from shit like that. And the game's just being so well done. Fuck you, Spike. Being so well done that it's like I'm listening to a perfect symphony. Or something where you're like, it's just a really good song that's so good, like Leo Miracolili's Toto cover. It's so good. Like, it's just so good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I still don't get how Andrew didn't get that ending.
He's a horrible person.
No, he just, especially when he looks at a movie or something like that.
Yeah, and that's where the feels
hit. He's able to give it deep thought into the endings, into how the story's progressing. Yeah,
the feels hit the most, the relationship between Joel and Ellie.
Yeah, and he didn't figure out the ending. Why would they go
and
all the extra time and then finally decide to talk?
He was distracted because he didn't even know the sequence of events. Like, at that point when they're walking up to the settlement, at the end, He was like, when he was teaching her how to play guitar, and I was like, dude, no, that was on the fucking freeway. What are you smoking? You're not even in the right place right now. You got everything all wonky. But, and even now, like, I really like the voice actress that does Ellie, because she's on Blind Spot.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, like, she's awesome on Blind Spot. Ashley Johnson, super cute, but also just a really good character. Like, well done.
And a nerd. She plays D&D regularly.
Yeah, she's just super nerd, and she's just cool and in general. But yeah, no, dude, you fall in love with the characters in Last of Us, and it kills you every time her throat gets ripped out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you're totally trauma. I had PTSD after that shit. But yes, thank you, Hunter, for that. And I think I'll just, before I go on to another one of mine, because I think we're about getting close to the end here, I just want to touch on Jack Acevedo's. Sal, why don't you read Jack Acevedo's? It's,
He's like, go to bed, Jackie.
Go to bed, Jackie.
He says, Super Mario Bros. I miss you, Yoshi.
So I wonder if he's talking about, you know, like jumping, the double Yoshi, jump.
Yeah, using him as a platform to get make to the it next across. Level.
And killed Yoshi.
You know what, though? He gets the revenge later and then does that to Mario.
So, this one I won't go too deep in because it's I just have to say it because, you know, it's fucking in our logo. Aerith, Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. It's
old. It's an old retro feel, but
the
man,
first time, yeah, the first time I saw shit, I was time. Like, oh, fuck, what are you fucking asshole?
What did you do to me? And then you had to kill him after that. You're like, really?
Fuck you, dude.
Thought he was cool, but now you just, you know, he loved to hate him.
And I was thinking to myself, Phoenix Downs. There's Phoenix Downs. Yeah. Why aren't they using Phoenix
Downs? It doesn't
Downs?
Work. It doesn't work that way, Sal.
Fuck shit.
Why? Yeah, that's a rough one for almost everybody. I mean, everybody can agree with that one, I think. I definitely teared up at that point. Like, it killed me.
Mm-hmm.
But most recently, I've had feels Dark Souls. A lot of Dark Souls. Dark Souls? That's all I've been playing is fucking Dark Souls. Dark Souls, the first Dark Souls, I played the Prepare to Die edition. And I just want to touch on a couple of the bosses from Dark Souls. And that would be the Great Wolf.
The Great Gugamooga.
Sif. If anybody remembers the Great Wolf Sif, big giant wolf, the big giant sword, with some fucking epic, painfully epic, painful music that you have to fucking, it's giving me chills right now. You're listening to this while you're fighting with the great Sif. And his story, I can't let this go for too long for many reasons, but I'm going to stop it. The story alone, like, the his master, basically, when you fucking find this wolf, this giant wolf, and he has like his master's sword, and he's fucking guarding the grave of his master.
You bring back some Hachi memories?
Some Hot Cheeto memories.
Oh my god, Hachi, don't watch that movie, dude.
and right here, if anybody remembers the boss fight, I have the top comment here from somebody from a long time ago. This is Dark Souls has been out for a while. Everybody goes online for Dark Souls for help. But this is a comment on the YouTube video with the music we just listened to. It says, I need help on this boss, guys. Every time I fight him, he starts limping and I can't see the TV through my tears. Because you got that combination of that music. And then when he gets low on health, he's limping. He's fucking limping. He's still fighting you. But like it's that determination that at that point you realize, you know, what he's doing. Like, he's that loyal to his master. But you have to kill him anyway because that's the way the game goes. And so it just hurts. It hurts a lot. So it's super painful. I'm choking up right now just talking about it. And then beating the game, of course, also gives you a bit of them feels, but I just want to share, and this is more I just want to share the music of the last boss of Dark Souls. Also gives me chills. Lord Gwyn, the Lord of Cinder. Gwyn, the Lord of Cinder. It's just the music. Like, this is a freaking final boss fight. Like, it is It's sorrowful. It hurts.
You're gonna get flagged for copyright.
We're not on Facebook. We're fine. But the music that piano, those few notes, just play every time, and it's like you have to struggle with feels while you're fighting because the music is so good. That my last and final, because it's the most recent one, because I just beat Dark Souls 2, was the end of Dark Souls 2, and it was completely unexpected because the story, apart from fucking fighting Sif, which any Dark Souls player can agree is just horrific, is just all the story is very hidden in Dark Souls. You have to like read on forums or read in the Wikipedia pages or get heavy into it and talk to the NPCs and really learn their stories. Or play all the games because a lot of the characters repeat through the games. Mm-hmm. And then when you see them in the third game, it's really cool. But Dark Souls 2, not by any stretch the best game of the series. It's people like it the least. It's still an amazing game. But I chose, spoilers at the end, I chose to sit on the throne. Because I had the Scholar of Sin edition, so you actually had a choice at the end to change the ending, but I chose to sit on the throne instead of leave. And at the point where I believe it's the Firelink Shrine Lady that is narrating this end part where you're sitting on the throne, and she just says, "What lies ahead, only you can see." And it was just like the end of, you know, like when you the end of Diablo, all the ends of Diablos, where it's just like, you know, like you're now the one, or the end of, well, okay, I'm not going to spoil too many games, but like the end of Diablo or whatever, like, you know, you take the crystal, etc. All that's, it's just a few words. And I didn't even, like, I didn't really have feels during the game. I liked it a lot, and it was painful at points for different reasons, but the end, it was just like, it was a combination of, oh, it's finally over. That depression that hits after you beat a game, but it was also just like, well, I completed it, you know, like, I don't know. It just hit me. It wasn't very.
That seemed like very Conan-ish ending.
What is best in life?
Like Mako's going to come out and go, but that is a story for another time.
Yes, exactly. And then you get chills and it's awesome. But yeah, I mean, there are so many other games, so many other feels. But I think that wraps up this episode. I really want to play Warframe. I have to beat Dark Souls 3 first.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, dude, that
which those, I'm well on my way. I've already beaten a couple
the
bosses.
The story they Dark put Souls in 3. There is like, wow, you fucking exquisite fucking.
That's why. That's why I have
dude.
To. I have to play it because I'm a sucker for a good story. I'm a sucker for a good MMO. I feel like it's one of those, maybe it might be like an epic quest type thing where I can't play it until I'm ready. I felt the same way about when I watched fucking, Your Lie in April.
Oh,
if I watched that
shit
sooner,
broke my soul. Dude.
If I watched that sooner, God. I don't think I would have been able to handle it. I was barely able to handle it, at the time. And then you were like, well, you should watch Angel Beats and you should watch this other one. And I was like, No, fuck you. I'm gonna hold off for a bit because that was brutal. And the best part about it being so brutal was that it wasn't exactly like a huge surprise or like a huge twist.
Yeah, you know
you knew it was
coming. Man,
but
does it fucking get you there.
It just stabs you right in the feels and twists that fucking knife, pours salt in the wound. You know.
Yeah, no.
Shows up to your funeral and fucking does a eulogy.
If you want your soul fucking just turn to ash and dust, watch Clannad and then Clannad after story. Clannad. That will fucking kill you. Dude.
Yeah, no, I don't need to die right now. I'm fine. I have enough feels going on. Like I said, I got to fit. I die a lot because I play Dark Souls. So mm-hmm. You died. But yeah, so Dem Feels. I think we'll revisit this topic. I think there'll be a Dem Feels 2.
There's always going to be Dem Feels because there's always going to be more games.
Yeah, well, and we could do Retro Feels and stuff too. I mean, like I just threw one Retro Feel in there just because, you know, it's one of those things. So more like a nod or a hat tip because Aerith, Final Fantasy VII. But yeah, I think that wraps up this episode, Sal. But before we go, remember Extra Life. extra-life.org, go to strcast.com or search for our team on the Extra Life page. But go to strcast.com, click on the banner, donate. We support Chalk. We will be doing our 24-hour gaming marathon. It's coming up soon, just a couple months, I believe. And keep on gaming.
Oh.
By the way, fuck you, Joel. He's the only person that said, no, I wouldn't subscribe to your newsletter. Asshole.
This is hilarious.
Fucking boobies. Cult.
Like with all things in life, keep your pimp pants strong and keep your strength in gaming.
Good night, you motherfucking nerds. Slencha, toast to all the fallen and people we've lost in video games and all the feels we've had. Honorable mention, after watching the trailer for the dog game?
Valiant Hearts?
After watching the trailer for Valiant Hearts and then watching Heather play it, I was like, nope. Nope. I don't even know how she played it. I don't understand how she was able to play it.
Dude, Heather has no.
But she can't like the animals. Mm. I guess because it's a cartoon.
Well, no, it's a narration of the experience the animal had with the animal. Still, itself is not suffering.
She can't watch like Homeward Bound because it's
Because that's because the animals are going through the suffering. The animal itself is not suffering. The people with the animal is talking about herself.
No, that makes
the humans sense. Are the ones that he's just narrating what
and
happened to the humans.
And my wife is all about human suffering. Yeah.
She's like, good, they deserved it.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Well, good night, you motherfucking nerds. See you next time. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. We will definitely do Dem Feels again, I think.
Buenas nachas.
Buenos nachos.
Having a hot Cheeto shits.
Spike or Drew Carson?
Drew Carson.
Oh.
It's like, what are you guys doing this weekend? And I said,
That's right.
My hot Cheeto dumps.
He was asking about how everybody, you know, like what he's doing, what everybody's doing.